We're going to go over to Newaygo County right now.
Run up to Frankenmuth, Michigan.
But we're going to run down to Birmingham right now, Birmingham, Michigan.
We're up at Northwood University. And
we'll go over to South Haven, Delaney, Eastern Michigan University.
So you'll be hearing us from all over the place, but that's the beauty of this broadcast.
Now, it's Chris Holman's Business Beat.
And welcome back.
Back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman, coming to you live, well, from my basement. Come on, I get sent here a lot, let's be honest. This is where the studio is set up. It's what we call the garden level. And we will be broadcasting from here quite a bit, as a matter of fact, until the COVID-19 situation has absolved itself of being an encumbrance. But right now, we are able to go, which is very nice, anywhere on the planet. And so we get our pick of experts and important people. And that's why we picked this next young lady. Next to join us is Jade Sims. She's the Assistant Director for International Trade Programs, Department of MSU Cyber at Michigan State University. And Cyber is the Center for International Business and Education Research. So, Jade, welcome to the show. It might be good to talk a little bit about your position and what you do there.
Sure, great. Well, first of all, thank you for having me, Chris. And so I've been at the International Business Center, and we are located in the Broad College of Business. And, you know, as you temporarily from all sorts of places all over this great state. So my job is to work specifically with businesses, mostly small and medium-sized businesses, and mostly around the state of Michigan, although we are a national resource center. So the cyber is actually a national grant that we have from the Department of Education. And our mandate is to make U.S. business more competitive internationally. So some of that is by working with faculty and students to help internationalize them and internationalize that research that comes out. And part of that is working directly with the businesses and the business owners and helping them to find ways to mostly export their goods and services into other markets, fixing that trade balance that's been so problematic, creating jobs and allowing them to really grow their companies.
Well, you've been instrumental to a lot of companies, and I can attest to that, having worked with you closely over the years. And by way of disclaimer, I am also on the board and have been since 1866, I think. But at any rate, it's been very fruitful work, and you've helped a lot of people. Now, you have a special event coming up this Tuesday. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we have worked with the Lansing Economic Club to bring in Ambassador Craig Allen to speak regarding the U.S.-China relationship. So I know this is a topic that's really close to your heart, Chris, and has been in the news so much these days. So Craig had a long career working as a U.S. diplomat and helping U.S. businesses find success in other markets. So he has lived throughout Asia, China, Japan, and his ambassadorship was in Brunei. So he has got great experience, and now he is the president of the U.S.-China Business Council. And so he works with some of the largest U.S. businesses doing business in China, and he's going to talk to us about what their experience and their expectations are moving forward with, you know, post-election, and about this whole relationship between Michigan and China and the United States and China.
So this is on the tip of everybody's mind who does things internationally, and in particular, as you alluded to, in China. Is he going to speak at all to U.S. businesses and policymakers and what they can expect moving forward?
So he absolutely will. They work a lot in the policy space. And he'll, you know, talk about a couple of different potential scenarios, talk about what they've been up to recently and what that looks like. So part of their work is actually a lot of research and questionnaires that they do with their businesses. So he'll be able to speak kind of from the government perspective, as well as from the perspective of what these large businesses are anticipating and what their contingency plans are moving forward, depending on these different scenarios that we might see.
So you're teaming up for this event with the Lansing Chambers Economic Club. How do people register? How do they get invited? How do they get involved?
Right. So just going by to lansingchamber.org, all of the upcoming events that are sponsored by the Chamber, including the Lansing Economic Club, are on there. And there is a $25 registration fee for this program.
Well, that's not bad, $25. I mean, I've spent more than that on bad entertainment, so this should work out pretty well. Jade, going forward, And I don't want to make this sound political because it's not meant to be. Will the election have a big bearing on trade relations with China, do you think?
Well, you know, the next 20 minutes might, right? Things
That's
are
true.
So unpredictable these days. It's really hard to try to guess. But this is the spot that we're in, and this is what businesses need to do, is to be planning given different potential scenarios. So one is what is coming out of the executive office, right? What's coming from the president of the United States. But we also need to think about, and work with our elected officials at the state level, our national Congress people, representatives, and try to get them to talk about this and try to get them to move the needle on making these relations better for all parties.
Well, at any rate, register for this seminar. It's going to be very valuable to you if you even think about international trade. Jade Sims, Assistant Director for International Trade Programs, Department of MSU Cyber, and a number of other things that I won't even go into. Thanks so much for joining us and the expertise you bring in the help.
Thank you, Chris.
All right. You're watching the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman. We'll be back with more.